Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow Neanderthals. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. We're happy you joined us this evening here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. There are no vaccine mandates here, at least not yet, not currently, not today. Dave, no vaccine mandate on you yet, brother. Yet being the operative word. Pleased to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330 by email at john at KNSS Radio, on Facebook at The John Whitmer Show, and on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Love to hear from you. I really enjoy hearing from my listeners and fans on social media, so please reach out, try to get back to you whenever possible. Tonight, we have a fantastic, this is what happens when I'm off the air a week because of a Chiefs game. The guests stack up, the stories stack up, and it's a benefit to you because we end up with great shows. Tonight, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw will join us. We're going to talk about the congressional Democrats and their radical $3.5 trillion, like it's only going to be $3 trillion. We all know that's a bogus number anyway. But right now it's $3.5 trillion. Hopefully it could get lower. It's hopefully won't get any higher. The socialist plan to take over America. We're going to talk with Morgan Zegers from Turning Point USA. She's going to be with us to talk about the dangers of socialism and preview next Friday's Socialism Sucks event at WSU. I'll tell you about that here in a moment. Former Trump presidential economic advisor Stephen Moore is going to be with us to walk us through the dismal September jobs report and the increasingly higher key inflation indicators. Again, like we need to spend more money we don't have and just drive up inflation even worse. Judicial Watch founder Larry Klayman is going to explain why he says vaccine mandates are the greatest threat to civil liberties in 100 years. We'll talk with RNC spokesperson Paris Denard about President Biden's plummeting job approval numbers. Well, gee, let's see. Inflation's on the rise. He's mandating vaccines. Afghanistan. I mean, how many economies in the tank? Gee, I wonder why he's got a 37% approval number. Go figure. And, of course, we'll take your calls at 745 and 845 at 316-869-1330. Before we get started, want to tell you about a fantastic event coming to Wichita next Friday evening. So I guess at this point, it's this Friday evening, KNSS is partnering with, there's a brand new chapter. Finally, we have a chapter in Kansas of Turning Point USA. They have a new chapter that just started on the Wichita State University campus, and they're bringing Morgan Zegers to Wichita. She will be here to discuss the dangers of socialism, the rise of the radical left in America, and what, if anything, we can do to stop it. It's called Socialism Sucks, which is a fantastic and appropriate name for the event. I'm hosting the event. We'll be there. We'll take questions. We're going to talk with Morgan. It's next Friday evening, October 22nd at Wichita State University on the campus. Amazing that liberal WSU is going to let us, but they couldn't stop us. So we're going to be there. Tickets are free, but they're limited. So you need to get your tickets now for the event by visiting TPUSA Wichita on Facebook. You can visit the page. You can find a link to the event on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. The liberal snowflakes are already, I mean, heads are exploding just because the campus is allowing us to come, let alone when it happens. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. It's going to be a great event. Again, it's TPUSA Wichita. You can also find a link on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. It's next Friday night, so you will not want to miss it, but tickets are limited, so make sure you're there. All right, let's talk local elections. Voting is already underway for the November 2nd local elections. This election is critical. Please vote if you're a Republican. If you're a Democrat, the elections are Wednesday, by the way. The 3rd, if you're a Democrat. Seriously, though, if you're a Republican living in the Wichita school district in particularly, the only way to really affect change at the Wichita School Board is to elect all four of the Republican candidates, Diane Albert, Brent Davis, Kathy Bond, and Hazel Stabler. And you can vote for all four. Remember that. You don't, just because you live in one district, doesn't matter. You can vote for all four. Make sure you do. If you don't know anything about them, you can visit their Facebook pages. We spent 45 minutes with them last week. Go to our podcast archive. Listen to the interview. They're awesome. We need change at USD 259. This is the way to do it. Visit their Facebook pages, download the podcast, listen to it. You can hear, learn all about them, and then vote for them. Let's vote out the garbage at USD 259 and make real fundamental change at the Wichita School Board, and this is the way to do it. As for the Wichita City Council races, Republicans may not like your options, and I understand that, trust me, but you have no other options. Voting for a write-in candidate is not an option, because if you do that, you're just helping Brandon Whipple. You're just helping the liberals. You're just helping the Democrats. In District 6, Cindy Claycomb certainly isn't my kind of conservative Republican, but she is a vast, vast improvement over Maggie Ballard. Maggie Ballard is a radical liberal who is bought and paid for by Brandon Whipple and his wife's PAC. She was recruited by Whipple and his lackeys, and will vote in lockstep with Mayor Farquaad. We cannot afford to give the Brandons another liberal vote on the city council. If you live in District 6, you have to vote for Cindy Claycomb. Do it. Just do it. Republicans have a similar dilemma in District 3. Jared Cirillo is, he's certainly no conservative. He's barely a Republican. And his support for the recent NDO frustrates all of us, but voters in District 3 must vote for him anyway. I've talked to a few of you who want to write in one of the other candidates. Don't do it. That's a vote for Brandon. You might as well write in Brandon Whipple. It's a waste. If you don't like it, we can find a solid conservative to run against Cirillo next time around. But Mike Hoheisel would be much worse than Jared Cirillo. Like Maggie Ballard, Hoheisel is bought and paid for by Brandon Whipple. He will vote with the mayor every time he's told to do so, and has already publicly indicated he supports eliminating term limits for council members and moving to a strong mayor form of government. He wants to help Brandon Whipple install himself as a dictator, as if he isn't already trying to become one. If Ballard and Hoheisel win, Brandon Whipple will have total control of the city council. He will move to end term limits, change to a strong mayor form of government, and then Brandon Whipple will be able to enact radical left-wing policies like this week's NDO with a simple stroke of his limp-wristed pen. That's it. Brandon de Blasio Whipple will have total control of our city. That's what you give him if you don't vote for Cindy Claycomb and Jared Cirillo. So regardless of how much Jared Cirillo has misled you or disappointed you, if voters in District 3, hold your noses and vote for him anyway. As for the non-discrimination order itself, I know of at least five different entities planning to sue the minute the law goes into effect. It will undoubtedly be found unconstitutional. It clearly violates the First Amendment right to free exercise of religion. It's only a matter of time before it's struck down by the courts. I know it's frustrating. I know it's annoying. It's stupid. It's asinine. Oh, well. These morons passed what has been called the most progressive NDO in the country. Bernie Sanders would be very proud of our quote-unquote Republican council members who voted for this. Amendments were attempted to protect religious freedom. They were defeated. Attempts were made to protect churches and clergy. Those were defeated. Now, keep in mind, they did add illegal aliens as a protected class. I mean, this is how asinine this thing was. That's right, folks. Starting January 1st of next year, if a Wichita business refuses to hire an illegal because, oh, I don't know, they're here illegally, they can be fined $2,000 a day and sent to re-education, no doubt run by, you know, Brian Johnson's wife. But if they do hire an illegal, the federal government can prosecute them for knowingly hiring illegals. This is how stupid this thing is. It's just one example of how stupid this pandering NDO really is. And Republicans, quote-unquote Republicans, voted to it. Kudos to Councilmember Jeff Blubaugh, the only sane member of the city council to vote no. The bigger issue here is the quote-unquote Republicans who voted for this. In particular, Becky Tuttle and Brian Fry. Now keep in mind, Tuttle is up for re-election soon, and folks in her district need to be looking for a real Republican to run against her now. One of the worst-kept secrets in town is that Brian Fry wants to run for mayor. After this vote, Republicans need another candidate. Brian Fry voted for the Topgolf taxpayer giveaway. So did Brandon Whipple. Brian Fry supports the Riverfront Legacy Master Plan, supports tearing down Century 2. So does Brandon Whipple. And this week, Brian Fry voted for the radical non-discrimination order. So did Brandon Whipple. Notice the pattern here, folks? There's not a whole lot of difference between Brian Fry and Brandon Whipple. We might as well start calling him Brandon Fry. He's the third Brandon on the city council at this point. He sure votes like it. He's like the city of Wichita's third stooge, except this one has no backbone. The way I see it, the only difference between the two is Brian Fry has more hair. Come on, Republicans, we can do better. We'll be taking your calls at 7:45. In the meantime, coming up after the break, former Trump presidential advisor Stephen Moore will be with us to talk through the dismal September jobs report and the increasingly higher key economic indicators indicating inflation is on the rise. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.